Good morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to extend a very warm welcome to you all. And somewhat maybe a different service this morning as we come as a celebration to thank God for the Holiday Bible Club that has been going on the last week. And some of the kids have joined with us, and it was great to see them here, and some of their parents and, I suppose, grannies as well and grandas. And we just welcome everyone, and we just trust that no matter what age you are, that every one of us will feel God's presence here this morning as we come to worship and to praise Him. It's with sadness at the very start of the service I announced the death of Dorcas Crooks. Dorcas lived in Main Street and was in a home for quite a while, and she passed away Monday past. And her funeral service will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. in St. Saviour's Church of Ireland Church at 11 p.m. And we offer our prayers and our sympathy to the family, the nieces and nephews of Dorcas, and we just pray that they have a real sense of peace as they come towards the funeral service on Tuesday. There is quite a number of announcements, if you just bear with me. There's a few things to do before you leave. First of all, as we know that we're catering again at Curry's Fun Farm on the... It's not a fun farm, line you. Fun on the Farm on the 29th of this month, Saturday the 29th. And we have been asked to do the catering again and to help out at some of the other events that's going on that day. So we need a fair number of people to help. I would say we need between 30 to 40 people to man everything that day. And if you're free, that's the 29th, Saturday the 29th, there's a sheet in the vestibule. Please do put your name down and we'll allocate you a time. Or if you can do the whole time from 11 to 4, it'll be great. But if you can do 2 hours, that'll be equally as well. So please do sign up before you leave today. In relation to catering, we were doing the catering at Rosemount a few weeks ago. There are two gas boilers have gone missing. They're the old style gas boilers, and I'm sure people have borrowed them and maybe have forgot to leave them back. If you know of them people, or if you are them people, if you could bring them back as soon as possible, for we do need them on Saturday the 29th, that would be great. Also, to sign up, discipleship group start on the second week of September. Now, if you are in the group, that's fine. If you are new and want to join the discipleship groups, please do sign up. And we have a discipleship group on a Tuesday morning. We have three on a Wednesday. We have one on Thursday morning, one on Thursday night. And so please sign your name in to what time that would suit, and we'll try to allocate you to the suitable group. And a new adventure this year is a young adults group is starting on the 11th of September, and that is being headed by Lorraine and Philip. Now, there's a sheet in the vestibule too. If you want to join that group, please sign up as well. Now, I did ask them what is young adults, and they did say 16 plus. So there's no age limit. It's, I suppose, so, well, how you feel in there is important. So there's no age limit. They're 16 plus. And if you want to join this new adventure on Friday the 11th of September, please sign up in the vestibule as well. And then that week also, starting on the 7th of September, we're running once again the Christianity Explored. Now, this week, we have been introducing God to the young people. And this is the opportunity for you, the parents, to come to explore more deeply what Christianity is all about. And it doesn't matter if you've been a Christian for a number of years or you're exploring what this Christianity is about. There's something for everybody. And it's maybe no bad thing to go back to basics and again to explore that. So this is starting on the 7th of September. It runs for 7 weeks and it'll go in like that. And if you're wanting to come along, please do speak to any of the Christian Explored team and they'll be willing to tell you more about that. So it's something to think about. Please do think about that. And there's invitation cards out in the vestibule. Please take one. And if you think there's somebody that maybe would be interested in coming along, please give one to them. And that's a challenge. It'd be great if every one of us give one of them there to somebody else and to come and invite them and bring them along on the 7th of September. As we talk about outreach, we welcome back Philip from Romania this morning. And I think Anna is coming back this week sometime, or traveling at the minute, Wednesday. So we welcome her back. And then this week, Philip again goes this weekend to Ballycastle to the Isle Lammas Fair to do outreach at that time. And then also Scott is helping out in the Holiday Bible Club at St. Andrews up in Belfast. And we wish God's blessing to both of these as they do God's work wherever they're placed. And to hear of all the outreach, there has been a large number of people outreach over the summer. So we're having a feedback service, a celebration on Sunday the 13th of September, when we'll be hearing all their feedbacks and all their experiences, the good and the bad of them. So please do put that in your diary. That's Sunday night, the 13th of September, when we will be exploring the feedback from all these people. Just a few more announcements. One, if anybody's been trying to get into our halls lately, they found the keys have been very difficult to open the doors. So we're changing the locks this week. So if you are a key holder, please bring your old key with you next Sunday, and we'll be giving you a new key to get into the halls. So that's next Sunday. And finally, after this morning service, everybody's invited round to the welcome area for a hot dog and drinks and tea and coffee, and just to have time of fellowship together. So please don't rush away to your lunch. You can have lunch here, and it'll be in the form of hot dogs. You know what? Neil has been off for quite a while, and we have been praying for him this week because he is going for his biopsy on Thursday. And I have a letter to read out from him this morning. Maybe if people who haven't know, Neil's our minister, and he took ill just prior to going on holidays with a clot. And with exploring where the clot was, they found other complications, they thought. So then he was going in today, or last week, for more exploration. And we'll have a letter read out from him here. Hi, everyone. I want to thank you for your prayers over the last few weeks. It has been a real blessing to know that our family here at Trinity have been seeking the Lord on our behalf. Today, I'm glad to deliver some great news. The doctors have had a look around with a camera, and at the area where they thought cancer might be present, they have found no trace at all. Hallelujah. The initial scan presented what seems to be cancer, but it turned out to be something less sinister, and hopefully will settle in time with no need for surgery. There will be a further scan in a number of weeks to keep an eye on the situation. It has certainly been a joy to receive this news, and I'm filled with thankfulness for your support at this time. God has certainly been gracious by giving me a sense of peace in the knowledge that He is always with us. I am just left now with a not insignificant matter of a blood clot, which seems to be dispersing. As the week passes, I feel the swelling is going down and the movement returning. And I'm praying that God will bless the medication and lavish on me with His incomparable grace of patience. I hope to be back in full swing soon. Until then, I pray that you will be blessed as you worship and serve, Lord. Yours in Christ, Neil. That was wonderful, wonderful news. And maybe it just represents the power of prayer. You know, we talk about the power of prayer, and we maybe put it to the side lately, but that is showing the power of prayer this evening. And we rejoice with Neil as he received that good news. As we said, this is a holiday Bible Club service as we give God thanks for the week that's passed. And can I thank all the ones that are in red t-shirts for their help over this past week in organizing and putting their effort into to do good God's work here in the Holiday Bible Club. And especially Rebecca and Fiona for heading it up. We do really appreciate the effort and support. The tiredness and the energy and maybe the worry that all went into it. But it's been very, very good, and we thank you very, very much. And I think we all should give them a round of applause. I'd also like to thank the boys and girls for coming along, and there's an awful lot that hasn't been here that was unable to get today, and for their parents for giving the travel and bringing them here. It is the animal kingdom, it was called. Maybe you know that with the decoration of the church. And I think there's some noises some animals did make, boys and girls, wasn't it? Could you give your animal, everybody together, just the roar of the animal that you were placed in after three? One, two, three. I doubt some of the animals haven't woken up yet. Right, we'll do it again. A big, big, loud shout. Right, one, two, three. Oh, well, that was better. But certainly, as we say, we come to worship and praise God this morning for everybody here. And so let us worship God as we bring his blessing to us. I'd just like to read a few sentences as we find in Luke 18, verses 15 to 17. As entitled, The Little Children and Jesus. People who were bringing babies to Jesus to have them touch him. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. And certainly we do pray that God's kingdom has been enhanced this week. Seeds have been planted, and no doubt they'll be harvested in the future. And as we come to sing our first praise, I know it's one of my favorite praises, and I know it's a favorite praise of some people here today too. And it's Shine, Jesus, Shine. And let us all lift our voices and praise him. And then Norman's going to conduct the rest of the service.
Shine. Okay, good morning, folks. What does this here mean? Are you going to tell me? You've seen it all week. When the hand was in the air, was it me? You have to be nice and quiet, don't you? And you know, there's a story in the Bible about a guy holding his arms in the air. Do you know what that is? Story in the Bible about a guy holding his hands in the air. He's called Moses. And when he held his hands in the air, the battle was won. But when his hands dropped, the battle was lost. And he got two guys up to hold his arms up so the battle would be won. Now, I can't hold my hands up all morning, but I'm hoping you should be nice and quiet when people are coming up here to do different things this morning, okay? So just remember that, okay? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let us bring the service to God in prayer. Let us pray. Father God, as the sun rises, we know that each day is a new day. And we lift our hearts to you, giving thanks that with each day we have life and can live it to the full with the strength and power of you in our lives. As the sun moves across the sky, it reminds us of your great creation and how everything was made to work together. Help us to soak up your presence today and allowing it to warm and inspire us into doing new things. And as the sun shines, sometimes it is clouded over with clouds, reminding us that there will be darkness in our lives at times when we need to learn and trust in your unfailing love for us. And as the sun sets in the evening, let us close our eyes and give thanks to Almighty God, who gives us all we need when we need it. Fill our hearts with gratitude, and may our lives reflect overflowing thankfulness, so that all who see may honor you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Okay, we're now going to stand and sing another song. I'm the King of the Jungle. I think there is a few actions. I think there's a few actions to that. So if anybody wants to come up to the front there, and if a few want to join me up here, some of the young ones, these are all really keen, are you? He's going to come up and join me and do some actions because I don't know the actions. Anybody going to come up here so the gallery ones can see you? No leaders are getting up, I see. He's all right down there. Anybody going to come up here? Well done. Excellent. Alex is going to come up too. Right, you come on along here. Okay, I'm the King of the Jungle, all right? You ready?
Walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him.
Thank you very much, Hannah. That was lovely. There's lots going on in the Holiday Bible Club during the week, and there was juniors and there were seniors. And there's going, Elaine and Sophie are going to come up now from the juniors and just tell us a wee bit about what they did during the week. Okay.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Elaine, and I helped out in the junior section. And this is Sophia, who was one of the juniors. And we're going to tell you about our week in the junior group, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay. So, on average, we had about 42 juniors every evening, and they were split into five animal teams. And you'll see each of those animals along the front there. I was in Monkey Mansion, which hoping wins today. Sophia, which animal team were you in?
The bears.
Each animal team was able to collect points throughout the week for good behaviour, correct answers in the Bible quiz, games, and if they could recite their memory verse. And I believe the winning team will be revealed later this morning, Rebecca. Okay. So, Sophia, which team would you like to win?
The Bears.
There was a brilliant buzz every evening in the junior room up in the minor hall. And it was amazing to watch them all grow in confidence and make new friends as the week went on. Some of the really, really quiet ones were just chatting away by Tuesday, Wednesday. The juniors, we met up at the start of every evening with the seniors in the main hall. And we sang some songs with some actions. The jungle one was one of them. And we had our daily visit from two very funny Californian girls. Sophia, would you like to tell everyone what their silly names were?
Power Walking Paula and Jogging Janice.
Every night, they both put us through a very strenuous aerobic workout, and the kids loved them. I think I lost more weight there than if I had gone to Slimming World on the Thursday night. They talked funny, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Sort of Beverly Hills with a Greba twang. It was really, really unique. We had craft every night, and during our craft sessions, the children made an animal that featured in their story each evening, with some hiding in some of the plants there. Did you enjoy the craft?
Yes.
And which animal did you enjoy making the most?
The sheep.
You were helper that night, weren't you? Giving out all the shredded paper?
Yes.
Can you remember which story the sheep was from? The Passover lamb, that's right. And Scott read that. And we had two visitors, didn't we? Can you remember the two characters that came in?
Moses and Pharaoh.
Yep. Very good. Which story was your favourite?
Adam and Eve.
And that was on, was that the last night? Was that Adam and Eve? Or was it Thursday? Okay. Why was that your favourite story?
Of the apples.
And June told us the story that night, didn't she? And her props were very good. Okay. Can you remember the message in the story about Adam and Eve? What it was to teach us?
Always do what we're told.
That's right. Okay. So after our craft, we would have gone back into the main hall and had some games, and most of them had an animal theme. Can you remember any of the games we played that had animals in them?
Duck, duck, goose. chips and mushy peas.
And wasn't Scott good at Duck Duck Goose? Do you remember Scott? When Scott was it, he was very good. And he ran very fast, didn't he? Mm-hmm, he did. Okay. The grand finale every night was the leaders' challenge, when the seniors joined us once again in the main hall. And if any of you were in the main hall on Friday night, you would have seen what the challenges were like. They were great fun, the kids loved them, and they loved cheering on their leader because that meant more points for their team. I had the pleasure of the first challenge against a senior who will remain nameless. He was from the Bear Bungalow. Cheaters. Now, whilst I wasn't the fastest at peeling a very unripe green banana with only my elbows and my teeth, because we weren't allowed to use your hands, the monkeys did get the points in the end because my challenger was deemed to be a cheater and was subsequently disqualified. So just to finish off, throughout the week, the children learned about how to live like Jesus. They learned through the parable of the prodigal son that God is always and will always be there for them, even when sometimes they do things that are wrong. They learned that all they have to do is to be sorry and mean it, try not to do it again, and ask for God's forgiveness. I had great fun this year in Holiday Bible Club. Did you, Sophia?
Yes.
And will you come back next year?
Yeah.
And will you tell all your friends in school about it, the ones who didn't come?
Yes.
Sophie and I would just like to thank you for listening.
Okay, we're now going to sing again a lovely song, Who Put the Colours in the Rainbow?
Senior section. I was supposed to be a leader, but I think Bryn was more of a leader than me. But I think all the seniors had a good week. Did you have a good week?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So Bryn, what was your favourite part of the week?
My favourite part of the week were the games.
What was your favourite game?
Probably.
And what else did Norman do throughout the week that wasn't so successful?
ball trick. But it didn't turn out very well.
Why did it not go so well, Bryn?
Because there were two blues and one purple, and he put the ball into the purple one. and he couldn't get the ball into a different cup.
I know, we're all sort of standing there thinking this is a trick, he's going to do like a switcheroo around them, but it didn't happen. So what sort of things did you learn from the week, Bryn?
I was in the Penguins.
So we also did craft, like the juniors, and made the different animals and things as well. So was there any particular animal you enjoyed making the most?
The snake. And after we scared Philip with them.
Well, thank you, because the seniors basically run the same sort of system that the juniors run, so it was the same sort of thing. So thank you, Bryn, for coming up and giving us a wee idea of what was going on. Thank you.
This is a time where we make our love visible through the giving of our tithes and offerings. Let us give with cheerful hearts. Generous God, over and over your grace sustains us. Over and over your love provides for us. Over and over your arm steadies us. We give you these gifts with gratitude and joy, thankful that you are a God over all. Amen. Okay, we've now got a few folks that are going to do prayers for us. Hannah being one, Poppy, Jed, Amy and David, am I right? Rebecca? Rebecca and Aaron, okay. Right, you just want to come on up here and join me? You're all shy, I know you're all shy. Okay? Here, hold on, I'll bring that.
Dear Lord, thank you for being with us this week. Thank you for the children that came. It was amazing to be able to tell them all about you.
Thank you for
all the parents.
Our parents.
With the other children
to come to Animal Kingdom.
Please look after them.
Please look after them.
Like they look after us.
Like they look after us.
Good woman. God, we pray. What for you will. Bless all the readers. Thank you for everything they've done this week. Help them to rest after a busy week.
Father, we ask that you will protect us for the rest of the summer. Be with us as we get ready to go back to school. We pray especially for those moving into P1 and year 8. Prepare them for the big change that they are going through.
Finally, Lord, we ask that you'll help Neil to recover quickly and fully. We pray that he would stay close to you at this time. Be with Ruth, Jack, and Archie at this time. Protect and guide them. Help all those that will be speaking in this church for the next couple of months. Make them feel welcome. Thank you for everything. Amen.
Okay, thank you all very much. It's quite daunting when you hear your voice being polluted through the speakers. So it is. So that was really good. Thank you very much. Now, Rachel, I think, is going to come up and do the second reading for us.
Matthew 15, verses 1 to 7. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent.
Thank you very much, Rachel. Over the week at the Holiday Bible Club, we've been telling a lot of stories about Jesus, and children have been hearing a lot. But one of the leaders, Simon, is going to come up now and just tell us how he got to know Jesus and what it means to him.
Isn't this a bit daunting, telling my testimony in front of a church, like, but here we go. I started off going to Sunday school right from as a wee nipper right up till I turned 15 or 16. I stopped going then, probably from a combination of being tired of being forced to go for so many years. And I also found it boring and disinteresting. And most of all, I hated the organ. I hated the music there, it was so bad. Don't get me wrong, it does have a time and a place, but every day for or every week for every song was just too much. At that age, there was also a lack of things to do for 15, 16, so it was really only up to that age the church supported. Later on that year, Granny Brown died in 2005, and that was really the first close relative that I had lost, and I took it pretty hard, and instead of turning to God, I turned away from him and secluded myself in whatever I could find. From then on, I only really went to church on special occasions like harvest and Christmas services. And next is a thing you probably won't hear in most testimonies is I'm an avid video gamer. I love computer games and all that stuff. And in 2010, I came across a game that gave me a big kick towards believing in God. That game is called Dante's Inferno. And now I know what you're thinking, how the heck did a video game push you towards God? But I'll explain that the premise for this game is based on a poem by Dante Alighieri called Divine Comedy, in which Dante is guided through the nine circles of hell by a Roman poet called Virgil, and the nine circles of hell being, you know, anger, lust, greed, gluttony, all that sort of stuff. Whenever I started playing this game, I don't know, at the back of my mind, I started thinking, this is real, this could be a real thing, and your mind can only think up so much about the horrors that hell would do, but seeing this in front of me was unbelievable. The human mind can only think up so many horrors, but the devil can make them much, much worse than what you can ever possibly imagine. And the guys that made this game put some disturbing images in my head that I will never forget, and the fear of going to such a place was and still is a terrifying notion. I won't mention any of the things in the game for the sake of the kids, but if you're, let me just say they're really, really disturbing. So in short, I am pretty good with the all blood and guts and all that other stuff in video games because I know it isn't real, but this took it to a whole new level because I couldn't even get a third of the way into the game. So basically it put the fear of hell into me, but even through all this, I still didn't become a Christian, I didn't commit. Later on that year, I undertook one of the biggest adventures in my life that people are probably fed up hearing about, and that is me going to America. I went to America to do the harvest, and for anyone that doesn't know, that's cutting wheat, barley and stuff from the bottom of America the whole way to the top and up into Canada. It was with a Christian crew called South Fork Harvesters, and at the time the owners of the company were 29 and 32, and they're still pretty young, and they're, you know, relative to my age. I was a bit skeptical going there, coming from a wee country and going over to use massive machinery and fields as far as the eye could see. And I presumed that all, before I went, I presumed that all the guys on the crew were going to be experienced doing this for years, and that I was going into it blind. But it turned out I was a natural and fitted right in. And I loved it so much, even doing 120 hours a week. I went back a second time in 2012. As I spent time among the guys on the crew, I started feeling a gradual change over me. For example, I stopped swearing. Sorry, Mum and Dad, but I used to. During the busy week periods, we often worked 7 days a week, but when we could, we went to the nearest church on the Sunday in the mornings and then back to harvesting again after lunchtime. Often we didn't get it all, but when we moved back to the workshop in Nebraska for fall harvest, we got Sundays off because we were putting in so many hours and we were so exhausted by the time Sunday came around. But it was here that I started getting a craving to go to the church. I couldn't wait for the next week to hear how the story went, like similar to what we do, you know, going through Acts and going through every chapter. And there was something about the preacher that was drawn. I think it was the fact that he made the context of the stories known, like he just didn't read it and then try to put a message to it. He let you know like why they did certain things, why they did customs and Hebrew words and all that got there. And I think That's why I enjoy Heller Downs' Bible study so much, because she goes into all the nitty-gritty as well. Then, at the end of the harvest, a couple of weeks before I was due to come home, Jason gathered us all up at supper time and asked each of us what we had learned about being on harvest. We all said our bit, you know, about learning to work as a team, learning supervisory skills, mechanical skills, all that there. And then at the end of it, Jason pretty much gave his testimony. I won't repeat it, but he had a very, very hard life. And thanks to the harvest and his wife, Stephanie, he found God. So that was really the last finger that I was holding on with on the cliff, and I just sort of let go at that point. And later on, I went and spoke to them, and through tears, I gave my life to the Lord. And now I'm helping out with the Holy Bible Club and playing the drums in the praise group, and we'll face buggering off to Bath sometime soon, so I have to do that full time now. And it's just an unbelievable feeling knowing that there's someone there helping you get through life, and you realize there's no such thing as coincidence anymore, and you start noticing things, and it's just a brilliant feeling. And thanks for listening.
Thank you very much, Simon. That's not an easy thing done, but it's a good thing to do, and we want to praise you for doing that. We're going to sing another song. It's a song we've been singing in Bible Club all week, I know there's actions to it too, so if you just want to come up, the ones that want to do actions again, if you just want to come up to the front and somebody's up to the pulpit, that'd be good. Jesus loves me. It's not the Jesus loves me. Well, it maybe is a wee bit of the Jesus loves me that we used to know as old folks. Well, I'm not that old yet, but you know it. But it's sung a wee bit differently. So you need to concentrate on the words, because the words will tell you how to sing it, okay? And we'll catch on to it as we go along. All right?
Jesus.
okay? Well, thank you very much. Well done. Just what I needed. During the week, the kids learned a couple of memory verses. Does anybody remember what the word, or does anybody want to come up and tell me what the memory verse was? Okay, come on ahead. Anybody else want to tell me what the other one was? You really remember? You coming up here? Come on up. Here you are. Sorry, hold on. Right, go ahead. Do you remember it? You're being shy now. You see it down the back wall there? What's it say? The yellow one.
Come. Follow me, and I will make you fishermen of men. Matthew 14, verse 19.
Does anybody else know what the other verse was? Memory? Remember me doing the wee memory thing? Remember? Okay. Who wants to come up and tell me what the other memory verse was? Nobody? He's all been shy. Rebecca? Okay. Right. Up you get. Right. Do you remember? My son.
Was dead.
Get your bag off me now. And is alive.
Alive.
He was lost.
Was lost.
But now is
found.
Okay, they were the two memory verses that they learned. My son was dead and is alive again. He was lost but is found. That is an incredible verse. It's set among three parables of being lost. And I just want to pick out them two words this morning, lost and found, because we can all be lost. We have driven many places in the world, I'm sure, and many strange places, and we've got this wonderful thing called satellite navigation, and that tells us where we need to go and what we need to do. And that is a great thing. It directs us and guides us. But you know, we've all got choices in this life. From when we get up in the morning to we go to bed at night, we can choose what time to get up in the morning. Some of us get up earlier than others. And we can choose what we want to eat during the day. If we go to McDonald's, there's an awful lot of choice, isn't there, kids? You've got your honey chili wrap, and you've got your McFlurry, and your chicken nuggets. All sort, too many choices, isn't there? But you know, we have got there's two things we can't choose. Two things we can't choose. We can't choose when we come into the world, and we can't choose when we go out of the world. But it will happen, okay? And I don't want to sound too daunting when I say that. But when this story talks about being lost and found, whenever we give our lives to the Lord, there's great rejoicing in heaven, just like the father was rejoicing there because his son had come home. His son had been lost. He didn't know where he was. And you know, God sits up in heaven, and he thinks about all of us and about all of us. And all we have to do is make that commitment to God, okay? And we go from lost to being found. Just two simple words. All we have to do is say, Lord Jesus, we want to belong to you, and we want you to come into our lives. So if you want that to happen, you've heard a lot going on this week about stories about the Bible. And if you want that, really want Jesus to come into your life, go and say to some of your leaders there afterwards, and they'll pray you through that prayer and bring Jesus into your lives, okay? The other verse that we said was, come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Now, it's very hard to follow something if we can't see it or if we can't hear it, isn't it? It's very hard to follow something if we can't see it and hear it. I read a verse out at the start of the service. Do you remember what it was? See, there's the memory thing again, isn't it? Do any of the adults remember what it was? The verse I read out at the start of the service. Everybody's being shy or they don't know. Don't remember. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And I said that because the only way we get to know God is through His Word. Through the Bible, and it's not easy. You've been learning from the Bible this week. You've been learning lots of things from the Bible about God. And God will direct you and guide you as you open your Bibles. And if you haven't got a Bible at home, come and say to me at the end, and we'll make sure that you do get a Bible into your house. But there's lots of things that you can do to make to read your Bible a lot easier to read, okay? Because there's Bible reading notes and things that kids that use can get, and they'll help you understand the Bible, because there's places in it it's not easy to understand. But once you understand it, once you get to know it, and as you grow older, you'll get to know it more. And for the adults, it's the same thing. If we continue to open God's Word, we'll get to know it, and we'll get to know God more. Discipleship groups, George mentioned them. If you're not in them, get your name down, because they're a great group to be able to discuss God's Word and learn from each other and learn to know it, okay? Kids, keep going to Sunday school, Madhouse as it is here, and you'll continue to learn from God, learn about God, because it's important that you know. When we were away on holiday, and this will finish with this morning. When we were away on holiday, we did something we'd never done before. We did parasailing. Anybody ever done parasailing? Graham. Well done, Graham. Well, I'll tell you what you do. You go out in this boat, okay? And you sit in the back of it, okay? And you have this big parachute attached to the back of you. And the boat takes off, and you just slide off the back of the boat, and away you go up into the air. It's great. I would recommend it to anybody to do, okay? But listen, what I took out of that was this. We were in total control of the man who was in the boat, okay? He controlled when we went out, how far we went out, how far we came down. He even brought us down and put us in the water for a wee while, and then he brought us back up. He had total control. And God wants total control of your lives. He wants to know, and He wants to guide you forward. And I pray that through the Holiday Bible Club this week, you have learned a lot about that, about God. And the two verses that you've learned, I hope you take them home, write them out, and put them in your bedroom somewhere. And don't forget them, okay? Because God wants you to follow Him. And He wants to make you into a disciple and be able to go and tell other kids as you grow up about God. And the same with the adults, exactly the same. He wants you to do the same, to learn about God and to move and to understand Him more. And through that there, God's light will shine through you. Okay, so let me challenge you this morning. If you don't know God and you want to know Him, come and see some of the elders at the end, or if you're a child, come and see some of your leaders, because it's important that we come to know God, okay? And if you want to know a wee bit more about the Bible and understand it a wee bit more, get yourselves as an adult into Bibleship groups, okay, and to discipleship groups, and as a child, keep coming to Madhouse and Sunday school, as I've said, okay? All right, thank you for listening. We are going to finish this morning with a lovely hymn. reach out with a heart of love. And there has been lots of folks reaching out this week with a heart of love. And we thank you for them. And let's just finish our service this morning by singing this song. Reach out with a heart of love. Reach out with a real heart of love, Father God, for you. Father, we lift this place to you and lift each one as they leave this place this morning, Father God. May your blessing be upon them, Father God, as they leave this place. Father, we leave them all in your wonderful hands. Amen.